Side 2.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mother. Happy birthday to you. And we do mean you.
Mother, darling, this is your dainty daughter, Helen, speaking. Since my Wednesday morning book review class has disbanded for the season, and since I simply must find a substitute, I am taking the chairmanship of this, your joyous 74th birthday celebration. Congratulations, Mother dearest, and a million kisses to top it off. And now, it is my first privilege and exalted pleasure to present that scintillating satellite in your birthday planetarium, the big and no alternative favorite brother, the one and only Uncle Bert.
And now that I have been so propitiously introduced into the realm of the birthday greeters, I know of no more fitting tribute than I can proffer than to quote from the greatly revered and immortal Hebrew prophet who said so eloquently, Be kachdecho dachlach machtes van titzes dutz. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let shine his countenance upon you and give you peace, unstinted happiness, and renewed good health, now and for endless years ahead. This is Uncle Bert signing off until next year, same time, same station, when I hope we shall all meet again under the same inspiring auspices, endowed with the family spirit of one for all and all for one. This is station KIKE in Pittsburgh. Try Spry. The new all-vegetable shortening. It keeps your kitchen happy.
Next in order, Mother dear, I should like to introduce the newest baby in our family, Helen the Second, who brings special messages of greeting from one of your countless number of friends. All right, Helen.
Hello, Mother dear. Here beside me in the studio is Mrs. Lena Blitzstein, who insists on saying a word. Go ahead, Mrs. Blitzstein. I am asking your pardon from homing in like this, but I just got to say it a few words. First, I got to tell you, Mrs. Rao, what it clutches me in the heart when I hear you is making with a 74th birthday. Oh, my, I says, that wonderful neighbor of mine is having a celebration. We is very close neighbors on Squirrel Hill, but you know it already. I am living just in the rear of you in Beacon Street. My husband is in the fish business, very fancy. If you should need anything, give him a ring on the phone, Hazel 6424. Oh, here I am mixing business with pleasure. From all the Blitzsteins, dear wishing you a very happy birthday. From mine own part, many happy returns from the day and muddle talk. Now that our feathered friend has offered her peace, I should like to say a few words, dear mother. I am not in the fish business, but I do want to tell you, on this your 74th birthday anniversary, that I love you more devotedly and deeply than ever before, if such a thing is possible. I have made many wishes for the year ahead and for the many, many more years to come, but my most fervent and devout hope is that you may enjoy robust health. Happy birthday, dearest mother, and may God bless you with peace and happiness. One moment, please, for station identification.
This is station LOVE. And now continuing our program, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, let's go to press with a piece de resistance of the day. None other than that pulsating personality, that seraphic sea lion, your little office clerk, the self-appointed mocker of your family, your bouncing, beautiful, brilliant baby boy, Richie.
Hello again. This is Dick Benny speaking. And such a time as I had to get here, folks. 50 women besieged me for autographs on the way up to the studio. Did I say 50? Pardon me, I should have said 100. Oh, well, after a while, one loses track of numbers. But on with the program. Today, dear friends, I'm not going to be funny, as if I ever am. Ho, ho, ho. No, folks, today I would like to be serious, as if I could be. Ho, 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 ho. Yes, indeed, I shall devote this half-hour program to my darling mother, back in little old Squirrel Hill, who is celebrating her 74th birthday anniversary today. Hello, Ma. It was tough going, but I made it. You never thought I would, but I persevered. I worked hard to get where I am, always by attending to things and never putting them off. Take, for instance, those letters you gave me to answer back in 1913. Well, Mother dear, you'll be pleased and proud to know that I dropped that batch of replies in the mailbox this evening. I can just see the glow of pleasure on your face as you hear these words. To my sweet angel mother on this natal day, my love in abundance, and more than you will ever, ever know, with a prayer for your well-being and eternal happiness. Each evening of my life, I have offered a prayer that you may grow from strength unto strength, and that prayer is on my lips again today. God keep you, my darling mother. I have indeed been blessed a millionfold in having been the fortunate possessor of such a mother as you. Long live the Queen of Queens. And now, lovely mother, Helen the First will conclude this little program by reading Elizabeth Akers Allen's beautiful poem, Rock Me to Sleep. It is as if it were written for you alone.
Backward, turn backward, O time in your flight. Make me a child again, just for tonight. Over my heart, in the days that are flown, no love like mother love ever has shone. No other worship abides and endures. Faithful, unselfish, and patient like yours. None like a mother can charm away pain from the sick soul and the world-weary brain. Slumber's soft calm or my heavy lids creep. Rock me to sleep, mother, rock me to sleep. Mother, dear mother, the years have been long since I last listened to your lullaby song. Sing then, and unto my soul it shall seem womanhood's years have only been a dream. Clasped to your heart in a loving embrace, with your light lashes just sweeping my face, never hereafter to wait or to weep. Rock me to sleep, mother, rock me to sleep.
Happy birthday once again.
This is the story of the near romance of Richard Ralph, as told by Helen Ralph, with incidentals by Kay Reel.
The Near Romance of Richard Ralph is brought to you by the Rao Diaper Service. Do you have a little Richard or a little Judith in your family? Try the Rao Diaper Service. They're guaranteed to please. So fleecy, so soft, they're chocolate-coated. And now, back to our story.
Kay, did I ever tell you the story about Richard and Judith Anderson?
No. Richard and Judith Anderson.
No.
Haven't you ever heard that story?
No.
Well,
then you're probably the only people in Pittsburgh who haven't. Because he's told practically everybody else.
Really? Well, tell me.
Well, you know, Judith Anderson came to town one year to do a show. Alfred Golden wrote a play. It was later done on Broadway as Mimi Scheller, I think.
I recall something about it.
Yes. Well, they came to the old Civic Playhouse, which was then at the Arnold School, where Dickie goes to school now.
Uh-huh.
Shadyside Junior School. But at any rate, she came on, and Chester Wallace was in it, and I played a prison thing. I was terrible.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Oh, it was something awful. But at any rate, she came on and did the show. And Richard took quite a fancy to her, and she seemed to take quite a fancy to him. Yes, and I was going with Richard at the time.
Well,
glad
you won.
So am I. Because we were rehearsing at the William Penn Hotel, and one night Richard said that he couldn't take me home because he had a frightful headache. And I always knew Richard's cards in those days because they were rather distinctive in color and design. And I went outside of the William Penn Hotel, and there was his car. And I went around to Shapiro's drugstore, and there he was at the counter having a Coca-Cola with Miss Anderson. He didn't have a headache.
No Alka-Seltzer, no.
No, the drip.
Oh, I think that's perfectly awful.
You never believe that of Richard, would you?
I never would believe it. You sure you were telling me an authentic
story? Yes, yes. This is the revelation of your friend Richard Rao. You'd never think about it. Well, at any rate, I was trying to get my fangs into Richard, and I guess doing the same thing. But later on, he told me that he was practically engaged to marry her. But I got there first, I guess. He said I trapped him. I did.
You're a lot better looking.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, after all, she's a famous actress. Richard said she was very good looking. Well, she was very good looking.
He thought so.
Oh, yes. He thought she was pretty wonderful. Well, when we announced our engagement, he had to break the news to her. So he did. And later when we were married, we went to New York, and she was playing the old maid. And this is a part
that's
of the story
funny. That's
that you
really
will...
a coincidence.
Yes. Why do you say that? Oh, I see. Joke. Well, she was playing the old maid in New York, and we went to the matinee and went backstage afterward to see her. And Richard made me go into her dressing room and talk to her. Well, I thought that was an awful dirty trick to do to me.
I do too.
Well, he
I'll
thought I could.
Him.
You speak to him
I'll
about
speak
it.
To him. I don't ever dream of these things.
Yes, and I had to unhook her costume that afternoon. You can imagine how I felt. And later, Richard took his almost and his married wife out to dinner. We went to Robert's, which was a very famous restaurant in New York. And we had a perfectly wonderful dinner, and we spent the whole evening telling each other. I said, you should have married him, and she said, no, you should have married him, and we had a marvelous time. And the next day, we went to her apartment for breakfast. She's always been very friendly and is very charming, but you see how she almost got my husband.
Well, yes, I think she is wonderful. She's a wonderful
marvelous actress, yes.
I'm certainly glad that you got Richard, but I'll speak to him, Helen.
I wish you would, Kay.
I had no idea he had a past like that.
Oh, that's nothing. I mean, you must get him some time to tell you about his past. Donald, did you ever think that he had a past like that when he used to talk about chocolate cake?
No, I never knew that that's where the chocolate cake came from.
You didn't?
No.
Well, now you know.
The Rao Diaper Service has brought you the almost romance of Dick Rao.
Here in my life. And now for your birthday gift, I want to read you a little poem called Just Before Dawn. When every star is lost from sight beyond the morning blue, and when the moon has disappeared, I shall remember. Not only now, or even when tomorrow night is gone, but every time the darkness dims, fades before the dawn. Because within that hour, when the world is still at rest, I always dream of you, and I remember you the best. It is a quiet atmosphere that brings your face to me and gives a kind of magic touch to every memory. I shall remember you in all the beauty of the past, this time tomorrow, and as long as ever I may last.
Dear Dick, this is Kay Real wishing you a happy birthday today and for all the birthdays to come. And the very best I can wish you is happiness. We're Helen, and I'd like to tell you this little poem. It's the last verse of My Ship by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. Oh, skies be calm, oh, winds blow free, blow all my ships safe home to me. But if thou sendest summer wrath to nevermore come sailing back, send any, all that soon sees, but bring my love ship home to me. It's such a privilege to have you and Helen for my friends.
Hi, Dick. This is Don Real on this December night wishing you a happy birthday. But there are just a few little things I want to tell you about. I've heard lately that you're getting rather corpulent, shall we say, chum. Now, I should warn you that being one of Pittsburgh's handsomest men, you should watch that figure of yours, buddy. Now, also, I do want to say that I've heard that you're being rather tight lately with your confidence. You're being very rude to people. And I do think that since everybody's making you so happy today, you should sprinkle a little bit of kindness around. Just a little bit, not too much. You don't need to overdo it. But just a little compliment now and then might help your friend. You know, things are so trying these days. Just a word of advice. I will hope you won't take it too seriously, after all. Friend of the playhouse from way back, you know. Well, about all, I just want to wish you a teensy-weensy happy birthday. Not too much, just a tiny compliment.
Tape was done in April of 1998 by me, Richard E. Rao, and the contents are as follows. On side one of this tape is a record called Dickie's Songs and Stories, recorded in June of 1947. On one side is Dickie's Songs and the other side is Dickie's Stories. These were done. I did these recordings, and they were done at Don Real's house out in Crafton. In the second entry on this tape is interviews, backstage interviews at the New Nixon, which opened in 1952 in Pittsburgh, and Gloria Abdu, who is a famous at that time, a performer and actress at Pittsburgh, at the Pittsburgh Playhouse and other places, and she was interviewing different people. One of them was the manager of the Nixon, Gabe Rubin, and another was one of the founders of the Pittsburgh Playhouse, Mrs. Albert S.F. Keister, and my father was one of the people interviewed, and the reason for the interview was the opening night of Giancarlo Menotti's The Medium, which was a movie version of an opera. And there was a lot of interesting conversation going on this tape, section of the tape. The third entry on the tape is a recording made in 1950 from a Playhouse show, that is a record of a song from a Playhouse show called 50 Grand by Charlie Gaynor. And it's called My Very First Kiss, and I don't know who the recording artist is. On side two of this recording, on this tape, is a 74th birthday greeting by my family to my grandmother, Bertha Florsheim Rao, in 1939. And present at the in that greeting are my aunt, Helen B. Rao, my father, Richard S. Rao, my mother, Helen Wayne Rao, and my great-uncle, Berthold Florsheim. And it's a very interesting and sometimes amusing greeting to my grandmother. The last section of the tape is in two parts. There's two records, and they're not in very good condition. They've kind of deteriorated, but they were both made between 1946 and 1947. And the first record is my mother describing how she almost was beaten out for by Judith Anderson, the famous actress, in getting married. My father apparently almost married Judith Anderson and not my mother, and she tells various stories about how she hooked my father into getting married. And some of it's very amusing, but it's hard to hear. The second part is apparently a birthday wish to my father, either on his 54th, 53rd, or 55th birthday. And it's both, my mother reads a poem, Kay Reel, who was a very close friend of my mother's and an actress, reads another poem, and then Kay's son Donald gives a little funny little tribute to my father, and then all of them together sing Happy Birthday. And this recording is for the National Council of Jewish Women Archives, and I hope that whoever listens to this will enjoy it.